Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Aleph of Morning Show. It's... Thank you, Morgan. So this morning at 5:05 our time, the Golden Globe nominees began. Hooman, this must be such an exciting day for you.
Well, it is. I mean, I probably see about 200 films a year, so I'm always curious to see what the
think. You can pick your winners then. So these are the 2019 Golden Globe nominations. I am not seeing the date that the show. Oh, here.
Oh, I think it's a month from now. No?
It's January 6th on NBC.
Oh, January 6th.
So that is the first early one, really, isn't it?
Oh.
It's going to be co-hosted by Sandra Oh and Andy Samberg, both of whom have won Golden Globes in the past. I want to say it was, wasn't it Awkwafina?
And Laverne Cox.
Who did the announcements this morning?
I believe so.
Okay. So here are a few of the nominees. I'm not going to do them all. Best Motion Picture Drama. And I'll read you these and then you
here
tell
we
me
go.
Which one. You tell me if you've seen it or not and which one will win. Black Panther. Mm-hmm. Black Klansman. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
I have.
What did you think?
It's good. It's very... The plot takes a twist and you're like, I can't believe... Because it's a true story. What actually happened, happened. It's good. It's a good film.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm.
If Beale Street Could Talk.
I didn't see that.
And A Star Is Born.
Okay.
So do you think the one you didn't see will win?
No. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably going to be A Star Is Born.
So you think that the Star Is Born movie is going to be, that's going to be a huge
for
one
the
this
Golden
year.
Globes, yes. For the Oscars, no.
Oh.
For the Oscars, it will win something, but it's not going to, like it could win Best Drama here. I'll pick that one.
So Best Motion Picture, Music or Comedy, Crazy Rich Asians, The Favorite, Green Book, which is the one with Viggo Mortensen.
And Mahershala.
Oh, that's right. That looks great to me.
It is.
I'm actually hoping because, you know, we get, we're in SAG-AFTRA. That's right. We're in the fabulous union. So we get screener copies of a lot of stuff that gets nominated. So I'm hoping that'll get some nominations and we'll get to, you know, a link to see it. Mary Poppins Returns. Have you seen
Horrible.
That?
F. Oh, we're going to review that. I shouldn't have said that too soon. We're going to review that in a couple weeks because it doesn't come out.
Spoiled his own review. That's awesome.
And I'm actually surprised to see this next one nominated in...
And there's the review.
What?
In musical or comedy. Vice.
Oh. We're reviewing that today.
Right. Today you're doing that one and Roma.
Well, I'm going to just tell you who should win.
Well, hold on a second. Oh. Why is that listed? I thought that was a drama.
It's not a drama. Oh. It's dramatic.
So it's Christian Bale... Who transformed himself to play Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
Vice, the vice president.
Correct.
And you're saying it's a comedy?
Yeah. It's more a comedy than it is a drama.
Really?
Yeah. It's a very sad comedy.
Oh. All right. So of those, Crazy Rich Asians, The Favorite, Green Book, Mary Poppins Returns, and Vice, who
boy,
will win?
That's a tough. That is tough. And I'll tell you why. Vice is so amazing, but so is The Favorite. But so is Green Book. Oh, 3A list movies. Give me a sec. I'm going to say, I got it. I got to give it to Vice. I got to give it to Vice.
Wow. Animated. Best animated feature.
Here we go.
Incredibles 2, which was incredible.
Wasn't
it? Isle of Dogs, which was great. I loved Isle of Dogs. Mirai, never heard of it.
I didn't see that.
Mirai. Ralph Breaks the Internet.
No.
And Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
So I'm not seeing that until this Saturday. Out of those, I would absolutely give it to Isle of Dogs. I'm not even a dog person, and that movie was phenomenal.
It was. Was that true stop motion, or is that like a new computerized stop motion?
That looked like, well, I don't really know.
All right. Let's see. You know, do I want to really want to go through all these?
Sure.
I'll do the best actress in a motion picture drama. Glenn Close for The Wife. Lady Gaga for A Star Is Born. So she's nominated. Good for her. Nicole Kidman in Destroyer. Melissa McCarthy, Can You Ever Forgive Me? That's her not in a comedic role.
Yeah.
She plays an awful person who stole somebody's
book. Yeah.
And Rosamund Pike in A Private War, where she is a journalist who keeps putting herself into war situations.
I'm 100% sure they're going to give it to Lady Gaga at the Golden Globes. 100%.
For best actor in a drama, Bradley Cooper, Star Is Born, Willem Dafoe at Eternity's Gate, Lucas Hedges, Boy Erased. That is the one.
Yeah.
That's the kid from Manchester by the Sea. He's the little boy in that.
And Three Billboards, too.
Three Billboards. He's the son in that. And this is the one with, is the kid's name like Troy Sivan?
Could be.
He's a singer, too.
Yeah. He's in it. Yeah.
And he plays one of the...
This is the kid, redhead kid?
Yes. He gets sent to a gay conversion camp.
Correct.
His mom, I think, is Nicole Kidman in it.
That's right. And his dad is Russell Crowe.
So Lucas Hedges is nominated for that. Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody. And John David Washington for Black Klansman.
And this is drama?
This is best actor in a motion picture drama.
I'm going to give it to Rami Malek.
Oh, really?
Oh,
he did do a great job. And then let's just do, and then I'll be done. I'll do the actress, best actress in a musical or comedy. Emily Blunt for Mary Poppins Returns. Olivia Colman for The Favorite. She must have played the queen.
Yeah, she did.
Elsie Fisher for Eighth Grade. Charlize Theron for Tully. And Constance Wu for Crazy Rich Asians.
100% Olivia Colman.
And then actor in a motion picture, musical or comedy. Christian Bale for Vice. Lin-Manuel Miranda for Mary Poppins Returns.
No.
Viggo Mortensen for Green Book.
Mm.
Robert Redford, The Old Man and the Gun.
No.
And John C. Reilly, Stan and Ollie.
A 100%.
Which is a Laurel and Hardy movie,
Christian
right?
Bale's going to get it for that.
All right. Well, there you go. Then we have all the supporting roles and everything. So if you want the full number, should we put this up at Radio Alice? Put a link to this particular. This is a really complete list to use.
Okay.
So there you go.
Keep that.
I will.
I'll
set it aside.
No, this will work.
There you go. The Golden Globe nominations are out, and the ceremony is January 6th. The funeral of George H.W. Bush. It went down yesterday. I guess he's getting buried today in Texas.
Houston?
Yes, by his wife and his daughter. Oh, I didn't even realize that this had happened, but when she was 3 years old, I want to say, she succumbed to cancer. Like I didn't even know that he had that other daughter. But she's buried there, too, so he'll be buried with them. So the most notable moment outside the actual service was how it brought all the Trumps, the Obamas, the Clintons, the Carters all together. They sat together in the first pew very awkwardly. President Trump shook hands with Barack and Michelle, who were next to him and Melania. He totally ignored Bill and Hillary, who were next to the Obamas.
Well, she ignored him, too.
Well, it was to be expected.
They're not friends.
Right. Although she was at his wedding. Melania did shake hands with Bill, and Hillary nodded at her.
Wait, Hillary was at his wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they
pull up the pictures.
They were friends.
I don't need the pictures.
No.
I got it.
They were great friends.
That's funny.
Melania shook hands with Bill. Hillary nodded at her, but then sat rigidly and never looked at the president once. Trump also didn't engage with the Carters. Mm. Like, no, you know, these are other former heads of state. It's... seems like
well,
we should, but whatever.
Doesn't I believe Jimmy Carter hates Trump? Like, not just, I mean, I think it's more than just I don't like your politics. I think it's
you're a terrible person.
Yeah, I think there's I think that's more.
I think some of us have a little of that anyway.
I think that's more coming from
the
Jimmy
Carters.
Carter.
So four of the five living presidents were all seated right next to each other. So that's a sight. And then one person who was there described the mood in the front pew as below freezing.
Mm.
George W. sat across from them with his family. He made the Obamas laugh by handing Michelle a candy, which I guess he also did at John McCain's
funeral. Yeah, it was cute.
Every vice president since 1977 was there. Walter Mondale, Dan Quayle, Al Gore, Dick Cheney, Joe Biden, and Mike Pence were there. The only
that's
one,
good.
Of course, missing was Reagan's vice president, who was there, but in spirit only. George W. got emotional. He delivered a powerful eulogy for his dad. He called his dad the best father a son or daughter can have. He was no cynic. He looked for the good in every person, and he usually found it. So there is a ton of photo, video, if you were looking to peruse this or if you didn't watch some of it yesterday.
There was an article this morning, Sarah, that said everyone did the prayers, the Lord's prayers, except for...
Who? Trump. Melania?
Oh. Trump and Melania.
Oh.
Didn't do the Lord's Prayer?
Mm-mm.
Wait, that's our Father, right?
Yeah.
Do they not know it?
No, they know it. Everyone knows it.
That's weird.
But someone made note of it.
Mm. Well, they make note of everything. You know, there are people there just looking to make notes on things.
Sure.
Well, look, I don't want to defend anybody, but there are things and rituals at the church that I grew up in the church. Mm-hmm. I went to a Catholic church my whole life. I still can't figure out what is the thing that everyone's doing when they do the little teeny. They do the full cross.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right. Amen. And then, yeah.
Then there's a little thing. What is the little smaller one?
Okay, so I'm not Catholic.
It's for your chi.
No, it's not for your chi.
You sure?
Please, Sarah.
It's for your third eye. It's for your third eye.
It's, I think it has to do with when they read the Gospels, like the words of Jesus. That's when you do the...
Isn't it funny that I'm not Catholic, but I wouldn't even ask in church. I wouldn't dare.
What's the little cross? What's the little side
why
of the cross?
What's
the little... Is that like a face cross? What's that one?
It's like a thumb is sticking out, and it's a little teeny, right over the mouth a little bit.
Yeah. I never knew that, even after all these years.
Is that something that the priest would do to you when you took communion?
No, it's just a little something extra.
There are people doing that where I've always gone, I don't know what's going on there.
Look that up. What's the significance of the mini crucifix?
I'll tell you what, though. I'm going to do the hell out. Oh, I shouldn't have said it that way. I am going to do it like a... I can't say that either. I am going to do it, if I know what it means, as soon as I go back to church.
When's that happening?
Sure, maybe this Christmas. Sunday. Who knows?
Oh, wow.
People are saying that the Trumps did not recite the Apostles' Creed. The words were printed out for them to read, and they chose not to participate. Everyone read it. They didn't even look at it.
Oh. That's weird. I thought he was always saying that he does go to church now. He's got a whole Christian right base.
He does. That's his whole base.
Well, anyway, it happened.
All right.
Let's get back to fun stuff.
Okay.
So it's the end of the year. The lists are coming out.
Right.
Today I picked one. At first I was like, nah, whatever. And then I started reading through it. I'm like, okay, there's some pretty good people on here. So these are the 25 most intriguing people of the year. And, of course, you know, People Magazine, they're the authority on people. So they know who's intriguing or isn't. Mm-hmm. So there were a few good ones in here, and these count upward. I'll give you a couple. At number 25, they say Jennifer Garner. She's become a fun social media star. She really has. She is all over, it is Facebook. She's got a series where she simplifies other people's recipes so that kids can make them. And then I constantly see her on Instagram doing some, you know, weird project in her backyard.
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah. I know.
I had no idea, and I really love her.
You know what? She looks better than ever, too.
She really does.
Stunning.
She looks happy. She's relaxed.
She got rid of the drunk.
Shawn Mendes is number 24 on the list because now he has 3 number one albums, and just 7 months ago he had a little fling with Hailey Baldwin, the current Mrs. Bieber. let's see. John Krasinski's at number 22. He directed a horror hit, A Quiet Place, and landed a big action role as Jack Ryan.
He's so good in it.
Oh, so you're fully watching
I watched now. Another episode last night.
And is he getting better, or you're just accepting him more?
Well, if I'm to give you, I didn't prepare a review, but if I were to tell you my thoughts, I think he's excellent. I think he's grown on me. The role of Jack Ryan was for sure Harrison Ford, and now I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to always just have the Muslims be the enemy, in my opinion. It's sort of like how in the 80s it was just the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've just decided.
It's just the Muslims.
These are the automatic enemies in every film you watch. But that's the deal, is it's America against.
Terrorism.
Right.
Right. Which, because, you know, nice Muslims out there are probably going, damn it, not us again.
Well, and some of that struggles in there. You do see, you know, one of the police is a Muslim guy. So there's that conflict a little bit too, but that's one of the, you know, there's the enemy camp and they're crawling under the netting, you know, like the training shots and you're just, too real. too lame? I don't know. But for the most part, it's very
but
good.
But as far and as a TV show yeah, he's that excellent. Entertains, yep. it's mm-hmm. good. I'm going to jump up to, let's see, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is at number 16. She was celebrated in two movies, the documentary RBG and the upcoming On the Basis of Sex. And then, of course, she just fell and broke some ribs. And, oh, my God, is she doing all right?
Is she?
I haven't heard an update, actually, since maybe a week ago or so. Let's hope so.
Can she last another 2 years?
Please let her last.
Are you praying?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
I'm praying that you'll pray for her.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yes.
So will you?
Me?
Yeah.
You know, if God wants to preserve her, he'll preserve her.
I'm going
to
jump
boy.
Up.
Oh, dear.
Well, he's not wrong. God is picky. They got, let's see, Chadwick Boseman's on there, Cardi B's on there. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, back after a breast cancer treatment that required 3 rounds of chemo. She documented on social media. She's number 10. They got Ariana Grande on there at number 9. The Parkland Teens, they went from everyday students to nationwide activists. Mm. Meghan Markle went from being an actress to a member of the royal family. Mm. Allie Reisman, she came forward to testify against her, former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar, who sexually abused her and 10,000 other chicks. And then the top 5, Idris Elba. He was probably chosen because they had him as the sexiest man alive. So they're like, well, we gotta put him in there. Melissa McCarthy, because she's getting Oscar buzz for a serious role in Can You Ever Forgive Me? She also just got nominated as an actress for the Golden. We just read the Golden Globes thing and she's on it. Chip and Joanna Gaines. They retired Fixer Upper last year to recharge. Mm. And now they're already coming back on their very own network. Mm-hmm. A whole nother HGTV style network. Mm. Yay! Number 2.
Did you just say yay?
Yeah, yay.
Because you don't have enough?
I don't have enough. I need more.
Fixer-upper shows?
I want good ones. Let's get some good ones in there. Hoda Kotb and Savannah Guthrie, because they've done so well in the ratings in the wake of a lot of people thought that the Today Show would fall apart without Matt Lauer, and it's flourished. And number 1, according to People Magazine, the most intriguing person of 2018 is Michelle Obama, because within days of publication, her memoir, Becoming, became the best-selling book of the entire year.
Wow.
So there you go. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I have a list, too. The biggest product flops of the year.
Oh, I love stuff like that.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. One Republic stars of the show tonight.
Oh, yeah.
All right, God. I get a connection. Can I get a connection? Can't wait.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, hello, Hooman.
Thank you. Go to the Alice 973 Instagram. Yesterday was a very special day for us at the radio station because our beautiful friends at Westfield dropped off a bunch of gifts, and we took moments and pictures and snapshots of us opening our gifts. If you look at our faces...
Yeah, we don't look posed at all.
We are overjoyed, everyone.
They're funny.
They are. They're adorable, actually. It was really... We had to do a few of them because, of course, Hooman is never satisfied with the first 15 photos. So it just got more and more awkward. We're like, you know, listen, Westfield, San Francisco Center... We love you, and we totally appreciate it, and we're sorry if we look like we've been smiling too hard in this picture.
If you want to see the epitome of joy, look at the second picture of Vinny. Vinny looks incredible in the second picture.
I got to look at this.
Bryn looks unbelievable in the fifth picture.
Oh, how many pictures are up there?
And then I look, I don't know, weird in the seventh picture. But take a look. Quick shout-out to our fine friends at... Bath and Body Works, Sephora, Clark Shoes,
oh my
Godiva.
God. Look how funny this is. These are that. You know what? You're right. If you want to see pictures of joy,
they're funny.
Oh yeah,
nailed it.
Right, totally.
This is we were just laughing our asses off the whole time. It was so funny.
Yeah. So scroll through all 7.
Oh,
everyone.
I love you in the 7th picture, Hooman.
That's
great.
I don't have a good look like that. You guys nailed it.
You just, wow. Yuzi looks really happy. That's pretty funny. All right. Anyway, thank you. And by the way, of course, they're doing our 12 days of holiday. You can get a $250 gift card for the Westfield San Francisco Center. And that's coming up
at 8.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Is that going throughout the day, or are we the only ones who have that?
I believe we're the only ones.
Oh, exclusive to the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show.
Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Lot City Center, where the neighborhood plays. The Lot Cinema and Restaurant offers a chef-driven menu, craft beverages, and plush recliner chairs at each of their 10 luxury screens. Wow. TheLotEnt.com. TheLotEnt.com. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
So this is one of those weird tears where you're like, oh, okay, so that's how it started.
Oh. What?
NBC Bay Area has learned that authorities investigating the deadly campfire have tied its origin to the failure of a single steel hook that held up a high-voltage line on nearly 100-year-old PG&E transmission tower.
You've got to be kidding me.
The fire began at the base of the transposition tower, which serves to redistribute electricity on the system to balance the load and assure safety.
Oh, my God.
The tower has two arms holding out the jumper, a part of the line that's being shifted to another point at the top of the tower.
So they were also found to be responsible for the big fires last year, right? So
yes.
Basically, they've just destroyed 18,000 homes in California.
And San Bruno.
Yep.
Oh, and of course,
killed
right.
people.
And destroyed 30 homes or whatever it was.
I don't know the PG&E integration, though, with our state. Like, they're a company, but there have been multiple deals made with the state where they somehow, I feel like we're going to, the idea that they're responsible and that we will get you mentality will only get us because we'll end up paying
more
in the end. Yeah. It's a weird, I mean, they have a monopoly, right? We can't go to someone else to get our electricity, so.
Remember a few years ago, there was some other company that was trying to get you to sign on to them?
And then they're what, gone?
I know
there
were,
there
anymore.
Have been multiple other, you know, energy sources. I remember a story of a company going pretty far back now. I think they were called Bloom, but they were here in town and they were putting in these boxes. Uh-huh. I think even Google was running some of
this
them.
It was like the weird battery sand.
I don't remember the whole detail of it all, but ultimately what we've got, it sounds like, is PG&E's infrastructure
is aging
before our very eyes,
right.
And they did not properly reinvest in fixes along the way and find themselves now far
burning
behind.
Towns
right.
down.
Well, yeah. So I don't know what the answer is going to be. I really don't.
Oh, my God.
But that's the latest news.
That it's
They're
horrifying.
Saying the cause of the campfire is still under investigation, but
and look,
it
a lot
does
of nice...
look like they've pinpointed
where it started.
Specifically where it started.
It just sucks, you know. I mean, people have, I'm sure it's a good job to have to work at PG&E, and it's good people working there, people with families, and I, you know, sorry that you're associated with the... You know, man, if it's found to be them, that's horrible. Like, already there was so much bad feeling about PG&E.
Right.
That's awful.
So there's the latest.
Vinny, people are saying the other energy company was Enron.
Oh.
Oh, that's something, I was thinking of something else entirely. But okay. It's still not an option. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, can't you get... I think it's Tesla, but I'm sure there's other ones too. There's like solar systems that are closed systems now where you can use the solar to pump to do the big batteries that you keep at your house and then you have a closed self-sufficient.
What's that cost?
I have no idea.
The price of your house?
I have no idea, Vin. Mm.
I know that it seems like, what is it in Southern California? Southern California Edison?
Mm-hmm.
Is that sounds right. Uh-huh.
You all right?
No, I just had a tickle in my throat. I'm good. I didn't know my mic was on. Back over to you.
Just always assume it's on.
Right.
Turn it off. Don't you have a button over there? No.
I did turn it off. I didn't realize it was on.
All right.
Anyway, it seems like we don't have other options, so I do fear the whole get 'em mentality will just be get us.
Right.
Exactly.
Get ourselves. We're booing ourselves.
So if you're wondering, the holidays are here, everyone.
Hello, holidays.
Isn't it great? We have our big Christmas party tonight. We're going to have so much
that
fun. Winterland.
I am very excited
about
Winterland.
It is exciting. Did you pick your outfit out yet?
Nope.
Me either.
But I did think on what you guys said yesterday, and I'll
the red outfit. That's super exciting.
I think I'm going to bring the red. I'll wear the red jacket, but I'll wear something else underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to find something that makes my ass look fat. You know, that's what I'm usually going for.
You're going for that on purpose?
You know me. Asses are in this year.
Sure.
So I'm going to try and find
Bill Bellamy loves your butt.
Sarah.
But that's good, though.
I love his save there.
There's no save.
He's done it, he sees the look on your face, and he just starts...
Like, Bill, I you know...
Backpedaling. But that's good. I meant that a different way than you're taking it.
I love Bill. When's Bill coming back?
Oh, not soon enough.
Mm.
He's always got the good cologne, that is for sure.
You mean, oh, okay.
Anyway, if you're wondering what to talk, you know, about at dinner with your mom this holiday season...
Oh, do you have some... Are these neutral topics that... You know, you can bring up if you have different politics than your mom.
You could maybe ask her why because science has now proven
science.
That some of the stuff your mom did while you were in her womb shrunk your penis. Your penis is
smaller.
A half an inch smaller.
So you're talking about your penis.
Or more.
Oh, you lost an inch? What did your mom do?
It could have been.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Vinny. What did Sandy do to you?
Due to some of the things that your mom did while you were in her womb. Yeah.
Like what?
They say, here's your headline. Men's, Yeah, right. Are half an inch smaller if they are exposed to high levels of chemicals in nonstick frying pans and fast food packaging while you were in her womb.
Oh, boy.
The chemicals are known as PFCs, and they're believed to interfere with male hormones. So you can broach this subject and then ask her how she pleads.
Mm.
Do you plead? How do you plead, Mom?
You know, I gotta say, I don't know if there were... I'm not sure if there were nonstick pans when we were kids. Were there? I don't remember. I remember we had that big old iron skillet.
Yeah, we would use iron as
Did
well.
Did you use nonstick pans?
Probably.
Your poor boy.
I know.
What did you do?
Well,
you want to know when nonstick pans came out?
Yeah.
1938.
Oh.
Boom.
Well, I don't think we had those.
Our moms have done it to us all.
Although
men.
I do remember when we
had,
we got some in the 80s, and I remember, you know, I guess we didn't get the memo on don't use metal on them. I remember those things being all flaky and remember, like, they would get scratched by, like, whatever, if you know, your metal spatula.
Well,
like,
yeah. Right. Or you'd stick a fork in there. You'd
be like
what? Here it is.
You just keep on using them.
You're combing the countertop for the thing you can use to save this. You know, I got to stir this.
Right.
And the next thing you know, you're scraping that stuff right into your
eggs. Into your food. Delicious.
Well.
Tastes like cancer.
You moms who've done that have polluted your boys' penises, and they're 12.5% shorter than they should be,
boy,
and 6.3% thinner than they should be. How do you plead?
So sorry, Vinny. I don't have any idea how my kid's junk is doing. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Well, there you go.
I'm sure it's ruined. I'm sure I ruined it.
Pay attention, moms.
I'll let them know when I get
to
home.
To the PFC levels.
And fast food containers, too, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't need a lot of fast food. Although I did eat a lot of, I think I did go to McDonald's and get like a quarter pounder.
All the time?
No cheese, no onion.
Oh, no.
Yeah, when once a week we'd go get that. That'd be our dinner.
Loving it.
I'm not loving it.
Your poor boys are only a shadow of what they could have been.
Could have been. Porn stars, but now losers.
I saw an article on my Google News this morning that said the biggest product flops of the year, which of course I went, oh, well, I've got to see that.
Of course, right.
At number 14 was the iPhone XS.
Oh, that's a flop?
The problem with because the Galaxy S9 also is on the list at number 7
I'm
for
surprised.
The biggest product flops. The problem is people, they've hit market saturation.
Right.
I even used to buy a new phone each time, and I didn't buy one this time. They're too close to the same as the one you've got in your hand.
So unless you break it,
right,
you're not going to go
buy
it.
Why would you? And
I don't
for
want
a while
to.
There, the technology was leaping, and now the technology
it's
is
leveled
minor
out.
Increments.
Right.
And the idea that this camera is better isn't better enough for me to spend over $1,000 on a new phone.
Right.
They're not handing you free phones anymore either. Right. So that's part of the deal. Often there's like, you know,
this phone comes with this plan or whatever.
Right.
You got a free upgrade. Remember that? Like after a certain amount of time, you would qualify for a new
phone. But unless you're
phone.
Switching companies to a new company where they're offering you a new phone, you're not getting that new phone anymore. You're buying it. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, and to me, like, that's my whole reason. I'm still on a 6 because the thing still works. Like, I don't...
Well, that's a little over the top, I think, actually.
It works.
You...
I get everything I need off of it. I agree that it's not running at its optimum, and, the battery is ridiculous.
Yeah, you're
standing... But I don't need to go buy a $1,000 phone because this one still works.
Like, you stand by yourself with that one, though.
Oh, yeah, there'll be an actual leap if you jump to a next phone.
Yeah, I mean, that's really... You're way behind. But anyway, the XS...
Guys, you don't know.
At 12 is the Facebook portal. These are the biggest product flops of the year.
Oh, this is the portal is the thing their answer to the girl whose name I won't say and the Google Home Hub.
I guess. I don't know why they thought people would trust them in their home like that.
Right. Oh, really? Now you're going to watch me in my home too?
Right. I don't think so, but that one flopped. The Yeezy Adidas shoe. So apparently what I read, and I don't have the article right in front of me because it was one of those click-through things, but what I read about it was when the Yeezy shoes were released in small numbers and they were like super
exclusive,
high-end, couture, whatever he's doing, they sold out and they were high-priced. As soon as he introduced which still is a very high-priced shoe, the $300 sneaker, but they went everywhere.
Mm. Now anybody can have them.
They dropped off completely.
Oh.
And so that shoe flopped this year.
They're calling it the 2018 Yeezy Butter release.
Butter.
Well, as soon as everyone could have them, no one wanted them. The HomePod by Apple came in at number 5. These are the biggest product flops of the year. I don't have it, and I have everything from Apple.
And I don't even know what it is, the HomePod.
It's another speaker. It's the speaker with Siri in it.
Okay. No thanks.
Right.
She already does.
And that one doesn't
have
the screen either.
Right.
I know. Which is the beauty of the Google Home Hub.
I do like the Google Home Hub. I definitely am using that and enjoy it.
Coming in at number 4, don't accuse me of editing. It's the Snap Spectacle. You know, Snap, everyone.
Oh.
Yeah, we know Snap.
Oh.
What's the Spectacle?
What's it at?
Oh, no.
Oh, what's their stock at? It's got to be 6. Oh, it's 5?
97.
Oh.
It's crushing.
So what's
the spectacle? Were glasses that had the Snap camera in them.
Oh.
The first version of it flopped hard, so they decided to come right out with a second one, and that's not doing well either.
Mm.
And they've got a third one, from what I read in the article, on the way, which seems weird when you...
Seems a little desperate.
You've lost millions on the first two versions of it. They're just gonna double down?
Triple down.
That's tripling down, isn't it? Yeah.
They look kind of cool. They look better than that Google Glass.
We're already carrying phones, though. This is the thing. If I was in the meeting with, what's that guy's name, Evan Spiegelman, whatever, I'd be like, Holmes, listen, it sounds like a great idea, but we've already all bought these things, this thing I'm holding for $1,000, this phone that's in my pocket.
Get me a face-mounted thing for that, and you might have something.
I don't think we need...
I don't have to use my hands for it.
A second way to take pictures. We've got it already.
Yeah, it's already there.
So we're good. Find a way to monetize your app. That's the way.
You think he'd listen?
To work your way out of this problem. Mm. At number 2 on the biggest product flops of the year is Megyn Kelly on the Today Show.
Oh, she was big flop.
Mm-hmm. And the number 1 flop of the year.
Okay.
The biggest product flops of 2018 at number 1 is Robinhood.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Not winning. Opposite of winning. Spent, what did they spend? $195 million making that?
$125
million. Oh, $125 million, and it made $14 million its first week, everybody. Is a her.
Oh my God. Robin Hood flopped. And so there you go. The biggest.
I've never actually been to a Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, that's just sad, man.
I love the commercials. I'm surprised
on
the commercials.
I loved the commercials.
That movie didn't. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says May the gospel be in my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. That's the
Oh, that's a little mini
the
one.
Tiny crosses.
In my mind, on my lips,
making
and in
the
my
sign
eyeballs?
Of the cross on head, lips, and chest. May the Hearts. Gospel be in my mind, my lips,
so they go like
and
this,
my heart.
Boom, 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 boom.
I think they do little ones in all three spots.
Oh.
I've never looked long enough because I feel like I'm staring, but I see people doing it and think, man, I've been to this place a lot, and no one told me.
May the gospel be in my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. That's adorable.
The three Amen. Small signs of the cross stand for on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart.
Adorable.
Cross is made on the forehead, the lips, and the heart, done right before the gospel is read.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Now I know.
I asked the question
I
nobody
need to know,
wanted
but
to
I,
ask
but now
or
I,
felt
I,
like
but
they
now
could.
I know.
And now I'm going to go in there and do it like a you-know-what. Not a bad out
know,
of hell.
Are we all supposed to do it?
I don't
remember ever being asked to do that. I just watched the preacher guy do it.
Right.
Priest,
well,
whatever he's
now
called.
I know I can get in on it. And if someone says, why are you doing that? I can say,
hey,
I
want the gospel to be on my mind, my lips, and my heart.
Don't ask me, because I know.
Yeah. Found out really recently.
951 says, spoiler alert for Survivor fans.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
951 says, I can't listen to you until I download the podcast later, but Gabby was totally jealous of Christian's girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's why
so
Gabby wanted Christian gone. Yes?
Oh.
She did flip on him right after.
She really did.
See,
she's like, find out she thought he was just kidding about having a girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you
because he's so nerdy,
dork.
I know. But you know what? When she walked around the corner, I went, super nerd lady.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there's a superhero
of
called
nerds.
Super nerd lady.
Oh, give her a cape. No cape.
All the stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yikes. I mean, they were cute together.
They sure.
In an awkward nerd way.
Right, in a way. Like, I'm afraid to touch
Here's
you.
Here's my question
we're both
to
virgins,
you.
Virgins, obviously.
Okay. So your stand on that is they have not done it.
They don't know what to do. Nope, they are both virgins for sure.
You believe that?
Yes,
okay.
I do. I just can't imagine it happening. It would get talked to death before it even began to happen.
206 says, talking about acne, we went on vacation and my son's acne cleared up from the salt water in the ocean. Forget about all the money you spend on acne treatments. Get yourself a bottle of salt water.
Get yourself outside
it's
and
true.
Active in the water and in the sun.
The salt water, the sun, the wind, all of that will clear your skin up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, true. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with, I got a little bit more of the sort of year-end listy stuff. I got some stuff from Twitter. I also have a story about Priyanka Chopra. She just married one of the Jonas Brothers, mm-hmm. and there was a scathing article about her that was released by by a magazine in New York. I think it's New York Magazine. Anyway, I have all the details on that after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.